Welcome to Confessions of a Closet Romantic, your gushing companion to the best rom-coms, romantic movies and TV shows, sometimes books, on a different theme each episode. This is Poppy, and in this episode, it's time to tighten our corsets, tighten them right back up, and rejoin the overblown cinematic and romantic world of Bridgerton. There is something so soothing about going back in history to a time when there were strict rules about conduct, dress, manners. As my friend would say, it makes something go clink in the scattered mind. Order restored, expectations clear, violations trounced. Of course, I would have run screaming from the sexism, misogyny, and economic injustices of the past. So I like to pretend it's all tea and pastries in the drawing room, and men coming to call, and strolling manicured gardens in one of my five dress changes that day. That sparkling, orderly, romantic world is found in season 3 of Bridgerton, the smash hit romantic costume drama based on the Julia Quinn romance novels. It just premiered on Netflix, and it's part 1, 4 episodes, and then part 2, the final 4, next month. I covered the first season of Bridgerton along with the costume drama Sanditon a few years ago, and I'll link to that episode in the show notes. What can I say about Bridgerton? It's kind of groundbreaking for a category in a genre that can be so trope-bound and tradition-bound, but it has amazing production values, costumes, acting, writing, and amazing lighting and pacing and editing and music. It's all back, and it sends me to that calm, ordered space from its opening shots. Sumptuous sets, costume porn. Wait till you see the costumes of season 3. The ballroom choreography to string arrangements of pop hits by Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift. This is the game of love updated, and what's old is new again. And so much of this story set in the Regency era is strangely familiar, even though we don't do it now in corsets and cravats.
On my grand tour, I encountered this Greek girl in the Balkans. My bear leader looked the other way while we became acquainted. For 6 months straight, all over the peninsula.
Well, she sounds like the young woman who made my time in the French Quarter worth the length of the voyage. Much to offer upstairs.
And I do not mean her mind.
What about you, Bridgerton? You were gone for quite a while. I'm sure the girls of summer made your trip quite fulfilling.
I did tell you my story of the Contessa, did I not?
Yes, but you did not give details.
Well, a gentleman must keep some things to himself.
Oh, come now. I do not see a gentleman amongst us.
No, I concur with you there. Oh, forgive me. But it is tiring, is it not? The necessity imposed on us to remain cavalier about the one thing in life that holds genuine meaning. Do you not find it lonely?
Boys will be boys. Well, it's Colin Bridgerton to the rescue. Bridgerton season 3 focuses on the relationship between privileged but very thoughtful and considerate Colin Bridgerton and his friend, the beautiful wallflower writer Penelope Featherington.
Good evening, Miss Featherington.
Good evening.
You enjoying the party?
Immensely. And yourself?
Rather. Besides the fact that I'm feeling a little like, well, prey.
So you've come to my hiding place. Welcome. Although typically only abject failures and social outcasts are allowed.
You will not take pity on a hunted man?
Unfortunately, I require all pity for myself, but I can offer you social contagion in exchange.
You must have done something truly heinous. I foregone eating the flesh of dead animals, and they barely tolerate me for that great sin.
You do not read Lady Whistledown?
I do not. Has she written about you?
She has.
And of what did she write?
That I enlisted an eligible male friend to help me find a husband.
I say. Well done.
For being a fool.
For stepping away from the herd. Even though you risk becoming a target. Just like him.
He's dead.
True. But at least he got to come to the party.
Rather dull one, if I am honest. Forgive me, I should not have said that.
Do not apologize. In fact, I find your frankness immensely refreshing.
Oh, I like him. When we rejoin the Bridgerton and Featherington families, Penelope is making the rounds on her third season out without a marriage proposal. Scandal! Poor sweet Pen! What can be done?
It pains me to see you upset.
Then perhaps you should not have come.
I'm not the man I was last season. And I'm most certainly not ashamed of you, Pen. The opposite is true, in fact. I seek you out at every social assembly because I know you will lift my spirits and make me see the world in ways I could not have imagined. You are clever and warm, and I am proud to call you my very good friend.
It has been vexing watching you walk back into society with such ease. But every year I pray I might finally feel that way amidst the marriage mart, and that comfort never materialises.
Well, if a husband is what you seek, then let me help you.
Help me how?
I was in 17 cities this summer, and what I have learned is that charm can be taught.
Colin, I cannot have you with me whispering into my ear in every ballroom.
You will not need that. We will have lessons, and you will quickly master them, I'm certain. There is nothing more I want than to earn back the favour of the one person who has always truly made me feel appreciated. What do you say?
You want me to shake your hand?
It is perhaps unusual, but are we not friends?
Friends to lovers, trope alert! We know what's about to happen! But then it all goes a little bit off the rails because Penelope has been harboring feelings for this friend for quite a long time. And oh, how we needed this romantic beat in this story, and ooh, it's quite the moment.
In truth, I brought this on myself. A sad, stupid girl who believes she might possibly have a chance of love.
You must not say such things.
Perhaps a return to the shadows is for the best. After all, a small taste of the light can lead to that most dangerous of emotions, hope. And once hope is lost, a lady may become reckless.
Colin, could I ask you something?
Of course.
Would you kiss me?
Penelope.
It would not have to mean anything. And I would never expect anything from you because of it, but I am nearly on the shelf and I have never been kissed and I am not certain I ever will be. I could die tomorrow.
You are not going to die tomorrow.
But I could and it would kill me.
You would already be dead.
I do not wish to die without ever having been kissed.
Oh my gosh, let's never take love for granted, okay? Oh. One of the best things about Bridgerton is how it changes tone from scene to scene, flying from the expected dramatic emotional scenes played out in grand rooms or gardens to smart, funny moments that reflect gender politics back then and now, and sexy and surprising scenes in four-poster beds. There are threesomes, sex on the desk, a leisurely visit downtown between husband and wife, but also gossip and bad faith and misunderstandings and miscommunications among the singletons. All that delicious tension that's part of so many romantic stories. The Regency era is a tough world for love, but especially when men hold most of the purse strings.
For once, you must allow me to look at a book.
I cannot have you growing distracted. You must think only of Lord Debling today.
This book is on voyages to the north, where Lord Debling intends to travel.
Well, let him tell you about it. Men love to explain the world to us. If we've already explained it to ourselves through reading, then they will feel superfluous and unmanned.
Good afternoon, ladies. Miss Featherington, are you reading about the fabled Northwest Passage?
I was. I find it
terribly
so
confusing. We cannot make head nor tail of it. Would you be so kind as to explain?
I may be with child already. I must eat for two.
Your arrogance does not count as two people. That is enough. Now, why do you not stand with your husbands, whom I took pains to secure for you? You could be setting the mood for later.
Albie and I lay together before we arrive.
I'll just lower your voice. Not here. And what about you? Did you two?
We began. I simply, I did not enjoy it.
A woman's pleasure is somewhat more subtle than a man's. You see, when he inserts himself.
Inserts himself? Inserts himself where?
What on earth do you and Mr. Finch do?
We kiss, and then he makes an odd sound, and then he goes to change his breeches.
His breeches remain on?
Of course.
Why must I be punished over and over?
Oh, the trials of being a Regency mama. But not every woman in Bridgerton is interested in hiding her light under the duvet or the needlepoint or the pianoforte.
Good day, Lord Kilmartin.
Miss Francesca. Lady Bridgerton.
You left quite abruptly the other morning.
You had another caller.
I hoped I might see you at the opening of Lord Fuller's collection yesterday.
No, I do not often attend society events unless I'm required to by the rules of good manners.
I see. And so, are you stopping to speak with us just to be polite?
I believe you stopped me. Enjoyable music, yes?
If I am being honest, no. The pace is too fickle. Just as you think you are starting to comprehend the melody, the song is over. A song like this would be far sweeter if it were played in three fourths, and one could in fact feel the music.
That is helpful. If you'll excuse me.
To answer your question, no. I'm not interested in him.
Nope. Nothing to see here. Not interested at all. But back to our non-assertive heroine. Is Penelope ever going to find an appropriate marriage match? Colin is shooting pained looks across the ballroom floor. What is going to happen?
You looking for someone, Miss Featherington?
No. Only taking in all the books.
What is it you prefer to read?
I do not mind a stirring tale or a book of fact, but in truth, I find myself drawn back time and time again to stories of love.
And what is it about those stories that interests you?
They are histories of connection, of hope for a better life. Does that make me sound terribly vapid?
Miss Featherington, I'm happy to learn that you have a passion. One that brings you such joy as my research brings me. We are alike in that way. Are there any novels in which the man goes travelling for a very long time and his wife is happy to stay behind tending the estate? I suppose that would not be a book with much sentiment, would it?
Not necessarily. But if the wife did have her own interests in life, then perhaps they could both be very happy.
A practical match, but a happy one. I like the sound of that. And how, dare I ask, might this fictional gentleman ask for the young lady's hand? Especially if she had no male relative. If you were writing the book, that is.
Well, I suppose he would have to ask her mother.
I see. And if her mother gave her blessing, do you think she would say yes?
I think you would have to read the book.
Yes, we all know the friends to lovers trope, but how it's going to happen is the most delicious part. I love the inclusive, diverse cast, the smart writing, the gorgeous production values of this series. It just seems to keep getting better and better. I know there's a season 4 plan for sure, and they have plans at the moment to adapt all 8 of the Bridgerton novels. Oh, yes. Give me more of the cinched corsets, stunning gowns, handsome men in waistcoats and cravats, shooting bedroom eyes across the ballroom. Give me those overblown romantic scenes played out under the secluded green umbrella of a weeping willow tree. Give me all of those witty, wise observations about sexual dynamics, the hopes and dreams and fears about love set against lush, manicured gardens. And yes, let's always hold out for love.
Lord Debling has requested my permission to propose.
Did you give it?
Of course I did. You have done very well. Do you know, I've heard that Lord Debling has one of the largest homes in Mayfair, 24 staff, a fleet of curricles, and he tells me he travels often, which means it will be up to you to manage his estate. Can you imagine the kind of influence that will give you? The kind of influence it will give all of us?
Mama, I have not said yes yet.
But of course you will.
His travelling does have its advantages. I do enjoy my privacy, but...
But what? Penelope, you've spent your pin money changing your clothes, your hair, and it has had the desired effect. Lord Debling is a bird in the hand, and a very fine bird at that. Do not become greedy in your success. What more could you want? Oh, do not tell me you're holding out for love. Oh, this is the very reason why I discourage you from reading. Love is make-believe. It's only in your storybooks. Do you know what is romantic? Security. Be smart, Penelope. And if you will not be, then I will be for you.
If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you'd tell a friend about it and share your favorite episode with some romance-loving friends. Oh, and you can send me a text now. just directly from the show notes. Click on the link at the top of the show notes in your podcast app. Okay, I'm going to loosen my corset, brew some tea, bake some scones, and I'll see you back here in a little bit for part two.